Good morning. Sorry. Good morning, guys. I'm back with another episode. So this week, we're going to be talking about vision and strategy for disciple making. And just like another little like preface for like what I'm going through. I'm going through the Downline Institute. And basically, it's a 9-month program where you go through Genesis through Revelation, and the whole like concept of it is knowing God's word better to just make disciples of the world. And so boom, that's what we're talking about this week, vision and strategy for that disciple making experience, because we're all called to be disciple makers, right? And so we're just gonna start it off with this question here. Are our prayers worth something? Like, oh, child, like, what? Like, wait a minute. Like, wait a minute. When that question was said, I was just like, okay. Like, don't come for everybody, okay? Like, say that quietly. Like, okay, just whisper that question. Like, don't put us on blast. And the next question was followed with, are we just blessing our food? And I was like, all right. All right, like, is that people's only prayer for the day? Is like, oh, thank you, Jesus, for this food. Let it be nourishing for our bodies. And it's a Big Mac from, I don't know, McDonald's or something crazy, right? Like, I was just like, wow, like, ooh-wee. And then follow that up with, how are we changing the world through prayer? And it's just like, like, that really was just like a moment for you to just sit back and like take a minute to just take it in. Like, ooh, like, you looking at yourself in your own, like, it's like a, ooh, you gotta look at yourself in the mirror and see, are you praying? Is your prayers worth something? Like, don't read me, okay? Anywho. So, we talked about, there's literally so much notes on here. Like, I don't even know if I want to do, like, part one, part two, make it long. Like, I'm really just unsure. But, we talked about how the old church was, like, a go and tell movement versus, like, our new church culture, which is, like, a come and see movement. So, like, in the older days, they went out and they told people. Like, that's how the word of God spread so quickly. You finna go tell somebody, then they finna go tell somebody, then they're about to go tell somebody, then they're about to go tell somebody. And now, like, our newer age church is like a come and see, let me show you what our God is about. Come, let me show you what our God is about. And it's, girl, I'm like doing my whole hand, and that's why I said it twice. LOL. Anywho, besides the point. But yeah, so it's like a show. Like, let me come on in and let me show you what it's all about. Like, come take a seat. So we're trying to get the people to come to us versus the older church. They were like going out and they were telling people and stuff like that. And we talked about also just how people, it's not just like the pastor's job to go out and like, I won't say recruit people, but to make disciples. It's not just like the pastor's job. It's not just like the missionary's job. It's all of our jobs to go out and like tell the world about the good news, which is the gospel, right? And so something that I just want to like throw in there as like a preface too is like we were talking about that. And they made this like analogy, and I was just like, oh my gosh, like we're doing bad, like we need to get it together, like what? And so they were talking about how the American church is the sleeping army. I was like, wait a minute. And it was like, would you only send generals to war? That's what I put down. So that's what you were talking about. And then everybody was like, no, like, that's crazy, right? So why are we just sending our pastors out or our missionaries out to make disciples and to share the good news? Like, you wouldn't dare just send all of your, like, generals or sergeants or whatever. Like, you wouldn't just send the... Like, what? Like, where does that make sense? And so, like, that's, like, the mindset that the church, the new church has, like, came into, and it's like, we have to get out of that and, like, rein it back in. Girl, I don't know what I was trying to say. And get all, like, on the same page. Like, we are the sleeping army. Like, how dare somebody say that about us? Like, we are sleep. Wow. And so, it's really just all about just, like, waking up and realizing, like, we're slacking on job. Like, we need to wake up and we need to get to work. Literally, get to work. And so, there's a lot of, like, a lot of scriptures and stuff to go over and kind of, like, go through. But I'm just going to try to, like, go through pretty fast. I'm just trying to see, like, what all I want to go through without it being super, super long. But we're going to go through, like, these four different phases. So, in the Bible, it talks about how, first, like, we saw the masses, and then through the disciple, built the disciple to reach the masses, right? And so, for the first, like, heading of, like, saw the masses, so we're going to go to, I should just pull up my iPad so I can go straight into the, scriptures. The first one is 1 Timothy 1, 15. Sorry, my nose is, like, kind of getting stopped up. Let's see. So, it says, this is a trustworthy saying, and everyone should accept it. Jesus Christ came into the world to save sinners, and I am the worst of them all. And so, here we see that he's here to save the sinners, right? And so, we're just going to go through and, like, point out something about each of these scriptures. And this is basically under that first one of, like, saw the masses, right? And then, let's see, 2 Peter 3 and 9 says, the Lord isn't really being slow about his promise, as some people think. No, he is being patient for your sake. He does not want anyone to be destroyed, but wants everyone to repent. So here we see everyone. So he's waiting. Like, he's literally, it says he's being patient for your sake. Not for his own, for your sake. Because he doesn't want to see anyone destroyed, but he wants to give everyone that chance to repent. And so I just thank God for that. Like what? Like, what if God, like, gave up on me and was like, this girl ain't gonna ever get it right. But no, he's patiently waiting for my sake, that I will get it together so I won't be destroyed and that I'll have a chance to repent. And so we're going to just go back to 1 Timothy, but now we're going to be looking at 1 Timothy 2:5-6. And it says, and I'm reading out an NLT on all of these just because that's my go-to. It says, for there is one God and one mediator, sorry, who can reconcile God and humanity, the man Christ Jesus. He gave his life to purchase freedom for everyone. This is the message God gave to the world at just the right time. And so here we see the ransom for all. So we're seeing that this is everyone. This is the masses, right? So there's no, like, exclusion, right? He said he gave his life to purchase freedom for everyone. And then it talked about the ransom for all. But yeah, so let's see. And the ransom for all could be the translation of the King James. I'm sorry. When I was writing the notes, I was flipping back from one to another. So, and then 1 John 2:2, right? Let's see what 1 John is talking about. 1 John 2:2 says, he himself is the sacrifice that atones for our sins, and not only our sins, but the sins of all the world. So here we see all the world. Literally. So this is the masses. This is everybody. Like, he's here for everybody. Like I said, there's no exclusion. There's no, like, oh, everyone but this person, everybody but this. No, all of the world, okay? Like, all of the world. And so now we're going to go into through the disciple, right? So he's saving sinners, everyone, ransom for all of the world. So here we see, like, this isn't just like a pick me, my Lord. No, this is everyone, every single person, right? And so now we're going to see how through the disciple. So first, let's see, we're going to go into Acts 1:15. And I still have so much to talk about. I'm trying to go fast. Acts 1:15 says, and this is where we're going to see like how the believers started adding on, right? It says, during this time, when about 120 believers were together in one place, Peter stood up and addressed them. So here we see 120 believers, right? And so this is just how we're going to like count that, like, okay, this is picking up, right? And then Acts 2, 41 and 42, it says, those who believed what Peter said were baptized and added to the church that day, about 3,000 in all. All the believers devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and to fellowship and to sharing in meals, including the Lord's Supper and to prayer. So here in Acts 2, we see 3,000 added, right? And then we're going to go to Acts 2, 47. And it says, on the well, praising God and enjoying the goodwill of all the people. And each day the Lord added to their fellowship those who were being saved. So here we see more people being added. And this is going to be the, I forget the exact words. I didn't write it down, but it's something of multiple. I can't say the word. Wow, Jesus, wow. Like, why are you testing me right now? Maybe I'm just talking too fast. Like, maybe I need to calm down. But why am I stuttering on that word? Y'all, it's multiplication. Oh, gosh. Anywho. So, continue. So, oh, here it is. I wrote it down. It's the plethano. I don't even know if I'm saying that right, but that means like to multiply. And like, it's like the idea of you invest in one and you watch it multiply. So it goes from 2 to 4 to 6 to 8, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So it's like always like doubling and doubling and doubling and tripling. And so we see that, we just continue to see that. And so we're going to go to Acts 9. And this is through the disciples. So it's showing like, we're adding through making one disciple, and then you're making another disciple, and you're making another disciple, and you're making another disciple. And that's what the vision and the strategy is for disciple making, right? So he saved everyone, and we see that it's for all, it's for everyone. And then like we're going through and we're watching it being added and added and added and added and added. Acts 9. I don't know if I have anything just like one scripture already highlighted out, but like basically throughout here, like throughout Acts 9, it's just, that's when that word, we were talking about that word, it's P-L-E-T-H-A-N-O, plethano, I'm pretty sure is how you say it, but I could be wrong, so just correct me if I am. I'm not perfect by any means. And then let's see, Acts 11, we also went through Acts 11, and so then in this, chapter, it was talking about how Jesus had localized his ministry that had spread it through his disciples, okay? So, like, Jesus wasn't, like, walking in, like, how far and wide the gospel spread it, and there's, like, no way that Jesus was, like, going hundreds and hundreds of miles and thousands of miles and hundreds of thousands of miles, you know, like he had his disciples that were also going and spreading that word and multiplying and multiplying and multiplying. So those new believers were now spreading the gospel as well. But Jesus only had that localized ministry, but it spread throughout because of the disciples sharing that good news and furthermore and furthermore and furthermore, right? And so now we're moving on into built the disciple. And so we're just going to go over Matthew 4:19. I'm trying to hurry up, guys, but it's not working. So this one may be a little bit longer, too. Matthew 4:19. Oops. I didn't even know you can do that. I just skipped over to 5. 4:19 says, Jesus called out to them, "Come, follow me, and I will show you how to fish for people." And that's the NLT version. Like I said, that's the version that I read from. So this is where we see the idea of fishers of men. And so in here we were talking about how you should be upfront with your purpose. And so God is saying, if you follow me, I'll show you how to fish for people. So in that we're we're just seeing that we need to be upfront, like, with our purpose. Like, of course, like, we don't want to just sugarcoat. We don't want people to feel like, oh, like, you're beating around the bush. Like, no, like, this is what I'm trying to do, and this is, like, my intentions. Like, you don't want somebody to feel like, well, what they got going on, like, what they're trying to say, and, like, you beating around the bush, and you being, like, nice, nasty type, you know? No, just be upfront and just, hey, like, I want to, you know, disciple you, or I want to take you under my wing, kind of, like, or I want to mentor you, or stuff like that. Just kind of be upfront with people. Don't be, like, trying to sugarcoat stuff. Like, call a spade, like, I don't know. Like, just keep it a buck, basically. Like, be upfront. Mark 3:14, really fast. Let's see. And it says, then he appointed 12 of them and called them his apostles. They were to accompany him, and he would send them out to preach. So these are the people that were with him. These are the people that were around him. And these, at the time, I guess it would be like what you would call, like, your modern day, like, pastors and stuff like that. But still, it was like a trickle down. Like, you still had the other disciples that were out there spreading the gospel. And the disciples were just the new believers. Like, when we were talking about how 120 believers were added, and they were talking about 3,000, then it was added, right? And so, boom. We're gonna, like, skip on down. Matthew 28:16-20. That's also another one. So I really would like for you guys to go in and read that. I'll give you time to write that one down, just because I'm trying to get into that last little part as well. But Matthew 28:16-20. If you guys can just write that down and read about that. That is going to be the Great Commission. And so that's really what that's going to be talking about. And that really just goes back to, like, we aren't really being, like, we're not really being involved in that Great Commission, right? And so that's basically when we're supposed to, when it talks about how we're supposed to go and make disciples of all the nations. And so you can just go furthermore and read that, because I'm just going to move right along to that last little section that we were talking about. And it's to reach the masses. To reach the masses. So, if you want to just start off, really, in Genesis 1:28, and you guys probably all know this because it's just an old faithful, right? It's when God says, it says, then God blessed them and said, be fruitful and multiply, fill the earth and govern it, reign over the fish in the sea, the birds in the sky, and all the animals that scurry along the ground. So this is when we see that principle of be fruitful and multiply, and, like, how we were talking about how the disciples were multiplying, like, add it, right? And so that's when we see that, initially see that, be fruitful and multiply, that just idea of multiplication, right? Let's see, go on down. I'm just skipping kind of some of these verses. Let's see. Well, I guess we can go on to that last verse I have written down, which is going to be Revelation 7. And then come on, scroll down. 9. It's like I need some water. I've been talking so much. Review. Hold on. Let me. Because. Sorry, guys. Sorry, guys. Like, literally, I'm, like, losing my voice. I'm sorry. Like, that is. I'm so sorry. I made my first episode and then I'm going and I'm recording this one. So they're back-to-back recordings just because I missed last week. But anywho, so that's just the reason why. Because I've literally, like, at this point, I've been talking for, like, 40 minutes. But that's cool because I'm just trying to, get these knocked out while I have time. And just so I can just be on track because I kind of was slacking last week. So, back to where we were. Revelation 7, 9 through 10. It says, after this, I saw a vast crowd, too great to count, from every nation and tribe and people and language, standing in front of the throne and before the Lamb. They were clothed in white robes, and held palm branches in their hands. And they were shouting with a great roar, salvation comes from our God who sits on the throne and from the Lamb. And so here, this is Revelation. So y'all already know, like, this is, we at the end, right? We are at the end. And this is where we still see that. So in Genesis, we see that, like, reaching the masses when you're talking about being fruitful and multiplying. And then throughout, like, in Joshua 4, we didn't even really go over this. Joshua 4, 24, it talks about how all the world knows him. And 1 Kings 8 and 43 is like, all will know him and fear him. And so, like, we see throughout the Bible how he was reaching the masses and how all, and even in Genesis, he was talking about how he's a blessing to everyone. And so now for us to be at the end in a Revelation, and we're seeing that it says, they saw a vast crowd, too great to count. Like, they can't even count how many that they see. And it's from every nation and tribe and people and language. Like, everyone. So, it's not just for me. It's not just for you. It's for everyone. And at the end, like, we will see every nation, every tribe, people and language. So that just is a testament to how it is reaching the masses and how it's supposed to reach the masses. And we just all have to play our part in that of making disciples, right? And then just a quick little nugget about some other little stuff that I had written down and just some stuff to ponder on and food for thought is this guy, I can't remember his name, but we watched a video about this guy that was speaking, and he was saying, my investment should be greater after I die than while I'm alive. And so what he was talking about was his investment on people and just, like, the discipleship. And so what he was basically saying is, all of the disciples that he made or had influenced while he was living, all of those people after he's dead. So he said his investment should be greater after I die than while I'm alive. So while he was alive, influenced or was a part of, say, 50 people's walk with Christ, whether it was, you know, them hearing him or him having a one-on-one, like, mentorship, take him under his wing type of relationship, or if they just heard a talk that he did, or it was an encouraging word, like, whatever it was, like, however he influenced their walk with Christ and their discipleship, right? It should be greater
when he dies. And so basically that was that the product of multiplication, right? So say that was all while he was living, it was 50 people. But as time went on, those 50 people made 50 people. And then those 50 people made 50 more people. And then those 50 people made 50 more people. And it's just that product of, like, not only it affecting your immediate family, and so, like, your children and your children's children, but your co-workers' children's children and your, I don't know, like, your whole church's children's children and the guy across the street, his children's children. And that's just that product of that multiplication that we were talking about. And so something that I had wrote down was like, you have to get in the game. Like, where is your people? Where is your people? Is your investment going to be greater after you die? Like, you got to get in there. Get in there. Like, where's that fruit? In that multiplication, like, where's your fruit? Where's your fruit? We always talk about your fruit just being, like, stuff, like, with you. You know what I'm saying? Like, the fruit of the spirit or stuff like that. But where's your fruit as far as, like, that return on investment? Are you really investing in people so that they invest in people? And then that discipleship just keeps on growing and growing and growing and growing and growing. And, another thing that they had talked about that was like, I was like, woo, the nations have come to us. We are in the United States of America. That diverse culture has come to us. There's people from Mexico. There's people from across the seas. There's people literally everywhere, like Germany, you name it, right? All of these people have came to the United States, people from Canada, everywhere. Like, all of these nations, all of these ethnic backgrounds, everything, it's in the United States. You don't even have to go across seas and be missionaries in some other nation to reach them. There's people literally in the United States, and who knows how you can affect their life and then how they can go back to people that they know in those nations and affect their lives. It's just that product of multiplication. And I was like, after hearing that lesson, I was just like, wow, like where have I been? Have I really been this sleep person? Like, what? And then the vision is just basically having on your heart what God has on his heart. And so it's all about that change, that renewal, which we were talking about in the first episode in Romans, when it was talking about how you have to present yourself as living and holy sacrifices, and how you have to be controlled by the Holy Spirit, but you have to first submit yourself, right? And so, yeah, just like overall, just being that role changer, see yourself as God sees you. See how God positions you. And so that's like the big thing, is that product of multiplication. Like, that's the big vision and strategy for disciple making. Literally. That is the vision, that product of multiplication. Just how are you being influential in someone's life? How are you walking out your day? And so for me, what I did, and obviously you don't have to do it, but I just in the mirror in the bathroom, I just put like where's your heart? Like, how can you show God someone today? And it's really just asking yourself those questions, because the opportunities are always there. It's just, are you ignoring them? Are you paying attention to, oh, like, I can, you know, ways I could show someone God today? And sometimes you just have to show yourself God in that day. And then in return, he'll give you those opportunities to show someone else. Anywho, I do just want to thank you guys for listening. And if you've made it this far, oh my gosh, I love you so much. Because what? Y'all don't have to listen to me. Anywho, but I am like, I've been talking for like an hour. That's crazy. But yeah. Thank you guys for rocking with me. I am just going to end this in a quick little prayer. God, I just want to thank you for another moment to just dwell in your word. I thank you for that spirit of correction, God, because Lord, you have been a corrector to me. Oh God, I just want to thank you for this journey and just thank you for the light, because you will light our paths. Oh God, like I thank you for everything that you have been doing and showing in my life, and I just pray that this journey is a light for someone else, and for someone else to see and embark on this journey. I just pray that I am doing what you would like for me to do, and that someone else can see you through me and not me, oh God. I just pray that this is a blessing for at least someone, and that you continue to show yourself in not only my life, but other people's lives, and that this will just be an encouragement to someone to dive into your word and to pick up that sword and to get in the game, to get in the war, get in that fight, be a part of that great commission, and just do what you've called us to do. And that's just to make disciples of the world. Oh God, I just pray that you continue to lead us, because we all are on this one mission from you. Oh God, I just pray that you are still an encouragement to everyone, including myself, because some days I don't know, and some days I just don't see it, but I know that you are always there, oh God. I just continue to pray that everything will be done in the way that you see fit, oh God, even if I don't understand. And all these things, I just want to thank you for today. Thank you for the person that's listening. I pray that you bless the other person on the other end, and like I said, just be an encouragement to them, oh God. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Thank you guys so much again for listening and being on with me. I'll see you guys in my next little recap of what I'm learning. Bye guys, I love you.